Happy 243rd birthday, America. Another year older, another year wiser. Well, hopefully. One would hope. But you never know. You see, in the midst of family barbecues, fireworks shows, and overcooked burgers, many of us find ourselves in a time of celebration. And celebrations are fun and all, but what exactly are we celebrating? Are we just looking for the next reason to binge ourselves with beers, brews, and booze? Yeah, that's a tongue twister. Try saying that for yourself. And also not to say there's anything wrong with drinking yourself silly, because heck, I love to do it from time to time. But with respect to the 4th of July, what are we really celebrating? I believe it has something to do with 1776, right? Don't quote me on that, because history was never my strong suit, because there was too many days to remember. But hey, welcome to my podcast, Adulting, Figuring It Out with Jordan Lim. Today we're going to be diving into concepts such as freedom. And more than anything, this is a kickoff. This is the first episode. I hope you enjoy it. Now, for those of you tuning in, Adulting, Figuring It Out with Jordan Lim, which more than likely is your first time tuning in because this is the first episode, naturally. But this podcast is intended to be a quote unquote journey about figuring out how to succeed in life post-college or post 18 years old / adulthood. You know, it's a really weird concept because in America, at 18, just because you can be legally tried as an adult, that doesn't necessarily mean we're all equipped to act like ones. Now that leads to the question, how are adults supposed to act anyways? You see, I've been in my fair share of meetings and hanging out and networking and meeting with people. And sometimes I've observed adults much older than I act like kids. And I've also observed kids, depending on life circumstances, act much older and more mature than some adults that I know. And with that said, I came to know a harsh reality that in life, I realized that maturity doesn't always come with age. Age oftentimes comes alone. But regardless of your age, I've committed myself to growing as an individual, and I seek to mature every single day, personally, financially, professionally, you name it. This is a journey. I'm learning as we go, far from finished, but the things that I learn, I'd love to share with you, and if you find it helpful, it's my hope that you take it and it helps you out in your life as well. So journey with me, and let's tackle this together. Now, who is this podcast for? This podcast is for those who don't necessarily have everything figured out. Talking from experience, I mean, I don't have everything figured out. I thought I did, but I don't. For the longest time, I've been under the impression that you're supposed to get your life together and figure it all out in your 20s. You see, I'm 23, by the way. And although the more people I've had the opportunity to meet, the more apparent it's become to me that, quote, figuring it out, unquote, is not really discriminatory based on age. I've met adults in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and well into their 70s who are still searching and trying to get their life together. No judgment, though, but it's just, maybe it's not just unique to us in our 20s. Maybe this is just a life thing. So who is this podcast for? This podcast is for those who believe in personal growth. This podcast is for those on the journey we call life and those who could use a friend, companion to journey with them. Now, by no means am I an expert or claiming to be on essentially anything because I'm figuring life out just like most of you. But I'm dedicated to continual investing and learning. And if you join me on this journey, I'd love to share the things that I learned with you in this entire process. The successes, the failures, the epic fails. I don't know if anyone says that anymore. But yeah, I'm not perfect, never will be, never will claim to be. But the one thing I can guarantee you as a listener is that I'll always just be me, Jordan. That's something I can definitely promise you. What can you expect from this podcast? Well, you can always expect an authentic snapshot of my life, including successes and failures as I figure this thing out and work towards becoming a better man, person, citizen all around. You can expect an exploration on personal growth, finances, getting those right, getting those back on track, mental health, succeeding in the workplace, work-life balance, and so much more. And the only reason that I highlight those topics specifically right now is because those are the topics I'm personally growing through at the moment. You see, down the line, you can expect interviews with established professionals and those just like you and me. I'm unsure who said it, but there's a quote saying that the intersection between hindsight and foresight is where insight can be found. The intersection between hindsight and foresight is where insight can be found. And I think that's a beautiful phrase because down the line, you can expect guests to come on the show, share their hindsight and foresight. And as a listener, it's my hope that we find some insight along with what they said to take with us on our journeys, because I'm a strong believer in that you can learn from both successes and failures in life. But at the same time, there's no concrete law saying that successes and failures have to be your own specifically. You can learn from others too. And I think that's a beautiful thing. Also, an expectation you can have is, this is still a developing thought and it may just be the engineer in me thinking, but I'd love to do a segment down the line where I just break down a practical math concept and make it applicable to the real world, to your life. So not everyone needs to know calculus, but everyone should know basic concepts such as opportunity cost, displacement, APR, interest, negotiation skills, basics like that. Those are things I want to learn about. Those are things I think could be relevant to most people. And, oh, I'm sorry. I should introduce myself for those of you who don't know who I am. My name is Jordan Lim. I'm your host. A little bit about me. Quick snapshot, quick bio. I'm 23 years old, born and raised in Southern California, currently residing in the OC, Orange County. Graduated May 2018 with a degree in electrical engineering from Cal State Fullerton. Shout out all my fellow Titans out there. Go Titans. That little outburst is probably the most school spirit you'll ever get from an alumni. We're not known for school spirit. We're known for no parking, as are most colleges nowadays, actually. So I guess we're not unique. That sucks. But yeah, a little bit more about myself. I consider myself a pretty level-headed guy with his fair share of quirks. If you'd allow me to be a little vulnerable with you, growing up, I grew up Asian American. I mean, I am Asian American. But I grew up in a predominantly Hispanic community. Shout out La Puente, LP. Now, a fun fact means the bridge, but I have found zero bridges there. But I also haven't looked, so that's my fault. But yeah, with that said, I've always struggled with this concept of identity. One of the perks growing up in Southern California, hands down, is the diversity and the melting pot of it all. You know, you're exposed to so many different cultures, foods, people. But at the same time, as a result, in my experience, and this is just my personal experience, I've always struggled finding a place to belong or fit in. You see, with my Asian friends, I was always too white because I really dig country music. I enjoy line dancing. I enjoy swing dancing. But with my white friends, I was too Asian because I enjoyed some mainstream anime, played piano, tennis, chess. Casually, I mean, I'm not that good, but I enjoyed the strategy of it. Not really breaking stereotypes in that regards. I enjoyed Jabberwockies, dance groups like that. With my Mexican friends, you see, well, we got along, but I just didn't really look the part. At a party, I'd always be the odd one out. Whenever I hear the word Chino, well, I know they're talking about me, but it's all fun now. So it's weird because I knew just enough to get along with just about everybody, but at the same time felt connected to just about nobody. So by definition, I guess you could say I'm a floater. And maybe you can relate to that. So why am I starting this podcast? Because, I mean, I want to dive into this question because I think people don't care what you know until they know why you do something. Well, I'm starting this podcast for all the floaters out there, for all the misfits, for those that were bullied. I mean, I was personally bullied all the way up until middle school. And one thing I learned through that whole process, I think that really instilled some empathy in me, because I recognize that people are hurting. There's a lot of hurting people out there. And when people are hurting, sometimes they lash out to whoever's convenient. So I learned at an early age to forgive, and I developed a soft spot in my heart for others. This podcast is for those who could use a big brother, a friend. I've started this podcast because I'm continually searching for truth. And for those who our orbits are so lucky to collide with, I'd love to leave a piece of myself out there with you, hoping that it helps benefit you and your life. I'm looking to learn continually. I have big dreams, talking on that concept of having that heart for others. One of my big dreams is to start a nonprofit one day. I'm really tackling the issue of homelessness. So that's the big dream. Love to call it like the Second Chance Foundation. and to really equip people and help them get back on their feet, teach them some skills. But I don't know. It's a big problem. I don't know a solution right now. It's just a lofty, pie in the sky dream. Currently, I'm a full-time electrical engineer, focused on getting his finances right to make sure that myself and the future wife and kids are taken care of. I'm not engaged. Heck, I don't even have a girlfriend right now, but I've always been a family-oriented guy, and down the line, it's something I definitely would love to have. And I'm thinking of them for sure and making sure that they're taken care of. But also that concept of philanthropy and adulting, I want to expand on that a bit. And that's really what led me to wanting to start a podcast on this topic of coming of age, adulting, figuring it out. There's a phrase or there's a saying that if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you teach a man to fish, you feed him for a lifetime. So with that said, I'm hoping that as we figure this adulting thing out together, the skills that we learn help us propel us to be more successful in our lives. So to expand our capacity, to expand our resources, to help create, cultivate better worldviews, better people, better citizens, so that we could love on one another, and much more. Financially speaking, the more money that we have, the more we can invest and give back to the causes that we're all passionate about. You don't have to share my passion for homelessness, but whatever your passion is, give back to that, pursue that, make a change in the world. Why? Because you can. It's as simple as that. In the 21st century, it's crazy how many people you can reach via streams of media. But yeah, that's my hope. I want to give back. I want to share. I want to learn. And I'm also looking for a place to belong. And that's just a dose of vulnerability right there. But yeah, I invite you all to this journey that I call life. And let's tackle it together. And just to kind of recap, for those of you, you can follow me along on my Instagram. My social media handle is jordan.declassified. Shoot me a DM or whatever. But if you think this podcast would be relevant to a friend that you know, feel free to tag them. Feel free to share this with them. I mean, it's definitely a work in progress. It's the first episode after all. Looking to continually get better. I mean, heck, I'm a work in progress. Always looking to get better. But I also think no one should have to go through this journey of figuring things out, figuring life out, growing up on their own. Well, unless you want to, of course. You have free will. You're more than welcome to do what you want. Don't want to force anything on anyone. But I strongly believe in learning from both successes and mistakes. But yeah, I think also life is more fun going through things together. But okay, today on the show, like I said, with respect to 4th of July, I want to highlight the concept of freedom. And that poses some questions like, what is freedom? What does freedom mean to you? And I'll give you a couple seconds, like, think about that. What does freedom mean to you? You see, freedom, by definition, according to dictionary.com, means it's a state of not being confined. So I said, okay, why don't we look up what does confined mean? And then when I went to the dictionary and typed in confined, it said confined is a state that prohibits you from being free. I'm like, what? It's just like a circle, you know? I hate how the dictionary does that. You know, when the definitions just go back and forth. But thankfully, there was a second definition where it also said that confined means it's a state of being limited or restricted. So in America, I mean, America is called America, land of the free, home of the brave. But what is freedom? Because so often in conversation, it seems so many people are shackled down by different kinds of burdens. And those burdens vary across the board. But nonetheless, there are some shackles, invisible shackles. But before we dive in more into this concept of freedom, I'd love to share a clip with you from a popular HBO series called Newsroom. If you're unfamiliar with what Newsroom is about, here's a quick synopsis. Newsroom is a show in which a news team attempts to create a news show that reports the news in an ethical and reasonable way. They take real, newsworthy events from our world as they're happening, such as Bin Laden's justified killing, NSA spying, etc., and report on them as if they were an actual news station that followed rational and moral guidelines. Sort of sounds like a fictional thing in today's society, but it's a biting criticism of our popular press and a clever blurring of art and reality that was taken straight from IMDb. A little context of the clip I'm about to share. Preface, there's some explicit language, so if you're sensitive to content like that, I'm sorry. You can skip like 7 minutes ahead to the podcast. But a little context of the clip before I play it is there's a Q&A discussion going on with three prominent news anchors on the panel. There's one Democrat, one Republican, and one guy who which no one has a firm grasp on what his political allegiance is. A young girl poses the question to the panel, asking if they could, in one sentence, describe what makes America the greatest country on earth. The Democrat answers by saying diversity and opportunity, which is true. America is a melting pot, and there's so much opportunity in today's society. The Republican answers with freedom and freedom, which, true, we do have a lot of freedom. Everyone is their own person, and it's a very individualistic society that we have here in the United States. But then the main character, whose name is Will McAvoy, portrayed by actor Jeff Daniels, answers, and you'll hear as such. So take a listen.
What makes America the greatest country in the world?
Well, Lewis and Sharon said it, diversity and opportunity and freedom and freedom.
I'm not letting you go back to the airport without answering the question.
Well, our Constitution is a masterpiece. James Madison was a genius. The Declaration of Independence is, for me, the single greatest piece of American writing.
You don't look satisfied.
One's a set of laws and the other's a declaration of war. I want a human moment from you. What about the people? Why is America
not the greatest country in the world, Professor? That's my answer.
You're saying...
Yes.
Let's talk about...
Fine. Sharon, the NEA is a loser. Yeah, it accounts for a penny out of our paycheck, but he gets to hit you with it any time he wants. It doesn't cost money. It costs votes. It costs airtime and column inches. You know why people don't like liberals? Because they lose. If liberals are so fucking smart, how come they lose so goddamn always?
Hey!
And with a straight face, you're gonna tell students that America is so star-spangled awesome that we're the only ones in the world who have freedom? Canada has freedom. Japan has freedom. The UK, France, Italy, Germany, Spain, Australia, Belgium has freedom. So 207 sovereign states in the world, like 180 of them have freedom.
All right.
And yeah, you, sorority girl, just in case you accidentally wander into a voting booth one day, there's some things you should know. And one of them is there is absolutely no evidence to support the statement that we're the greatest country in the world. We're 7th in literacy, 27th in math, 22nd in science, 49th in life expectancy, 178th in infant mortality, 3rd in median household income, number 4 in labor force, and number 4 in exports. We lead the world in only 3 categories. Number of incarcerated citizens per capita, number of adults who believe angels are real, and defense spending, where we spend more than the next 26 countries combined, 25 of whom are allies. Now, none of this is the fault of a 20-year-old college student, but you nonetheless are, without a doubt, a member of the worst period, generation, period, ever, period. So when you ask what makes us the greatest country in the world, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Yosemite? Sure used to be. We stood up for what was right. We fought for moral reasons. We passed laws, struck down laws for moral reasons. We waged wars on poverty, not poor people. We sacrificed. We cared about our neighbors. We put our money where our mouths were, and we never beat our chest. We built great big things, made ungodly technological advances, explored the universe, cured diseases, and we cultivated the world's greatest artists and the world's greatest economy. We reached for the stars, acted like men. We aspired to intelligence. We didn't belittle it. It didn't make us feel inferior. We didn't identify ourselves by who we voted for in the last election, and we didn't scare so easy. We were able to be all these things and do all these things because we were informed by great men, men who were revered. First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one. America is not the greatest country in the world anymore.
All right, when I first heard that clip, my jaw dropped. I was like, whoa. That's pretty powerful stuff. I don't know about your reactions. I'd love to hear what your reactions are. Feel free to tag me or whatever. And I definitely haven't fact-checked anything. I probably should. But I think the clip brings up a fair point. There's a quote by author G. Michael Hoff, who likes to write a lot of post-apocalyptic material, in which he says, quote, "Hard times create strong men. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times," end quote. And the cycle continues. And I think that that's such a poignant quote. And I want to pose the question to those of you listening, where are we in that cycle? Where do you think we are? And depending on where you think we are, I think we'll heavily reflect the action steps that you'll take moving forward in life. Are we the strong men creating the good time? I mean, are we in the hard times and strong men are being built? And when I say men, I mean, I'll just say people. When I want to be inclusive. Are we the strong people being built in hard times? Or are we the strong people creating the good times? Or are we in the good times and weak people are being created? Or are we the weak people creating the hard times for the next generation? I suppose I could have worded that better, but like I said, it's a work in progress. But yeah, what do you think? Where do you think we are? And that answer to that question, I think will be important moving forward. But diving into the concept of freedom, in honor of that clip and in honor of the 4th of July, I want to expand a bit on that concept of freedom. You see, most often I hear concepts such as financial freedom, which meaning you don't necessarily have to worry about money or and I believe in financial freedom, the threshold is between $80,000 to $150,000 or $70,000 to $150,000. Because I looked it up, the median household income in the United States is about $56,000. But yeah, those are just some numbers I looked up. But also on freedom, there's also personal freedom, which is often portrayed as having the ability or freedom of time to do whatever you want in life. But there's also other aspects of freedom. There's political freedom and religious freedom. Those are the freedoms that our forefathers fought for independence from our brothers and sisters overseas. There's financial freedom, physical freedom, but those at the end of the day are really one side of a coin, a yin lacking a yang, because most of what was described there is external. I believe that freedom can really be broken down into external freedom and internal freedom. You see, external freedom is that about our environment and the surroundings, those that impact us from the external, physically, financially, politically, religiously. Those are all things that outwards goes. I mean, of course, there can be some overlap, but internal generally is the freedom that happens inside of us. So our habits, our emotions, what are we harboring in our hearts and our souls and whatnot? What's really like tugging inside those emotional scars? And I'd argue sometimes those emotional shackles are the ones that weigh the most. But I don't know, everyone has their own situation, but it's a different concept of freedom than I've ever thought about. And I learned that from just watching a YouTube video. So what does freedom mean to me specifically? Well, just sort of reflecting on this day of the 4th of July and this concept of freedom, it made me think about one of my favorite superheroes, which is Spider-Man. And if you haven't seen the latest Spider-Verse movie, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, it's such a phenomenal movie, such a great soundtrack. Sunflower by Post Malone and Swae Lee is so catchy. I still play it to this day, although not as much, but it's very catchy. But nonetheless, Spider-Man has one of my favorite quotes in life, which is, "To whom much is given, much is expected." And for any comic book buff or any casual, anyone who's watched Spider-Man, they should know that quote. But if I could edit that phrase, I would change it to say that to whom much is given, much is demanded. Because if you know better, then you should do better. I believe that people should just work towards the capacity that they have. And if you have more of a capacity, then you should do more. That's just my simple belief set right there. That's my view. You can disagree. If you do, I'd love to hear it. So, I mean, I love disagreements. It's all cool for healthy discussion and changing worldviews. But with that said, I want to leverage my freedom to explore all these topics, both external and internal freedom. I'm definitely not perfect. I'm not some enlightened guru. I haven't found nirvana or anything like that. I have issues externally and internally that I'm dealing with, that I'm wrestling with, insecurities, burdens, pressures, just like you. And I'll be authentic about it. I'll be raw. I got no issue with that. I'm an open book. For those of you that know me in person, if you have a specific question for me, I'll give you a specific answer. Just don't ask me a general question, because then I'll give you a general answer. But with that said, reflecting back on years, I recognize I've been very blessed growing up. I've been very blessed with two loving, working class parents who did everything they could to provide for me and my younger brother. And I've had a good life. And with that said, I want to just pay it forward and do what I can to help impact society and really equip people to join me on the journey as we all try to become better individuals. But with that said, on the concept of confinement, those shackles, everyone has their own. I don't know if they're self-imposed or others afflicted. Everyone has their own story. Everyone has their own journey. But hopefully we can tackle this journey together. We can learn together. We can find the keys to unburden ourselves together. And that's the hope, and find different dimensions to this freedom and finding this good life. I mean, I define good life as health, wealth, love, and happiness if I were to define four generic buckets. And then you could put family in these different buckets, depending on who you are. But yeah, that's the general like hope for this podcast. And sort of in closing, I'd love to read an excerpt from this historical document. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, so I'd love to read an excerpt from the famous speech in 1775 spoken by Founding Father Patrick Henry as he delivered this rousing speech to encourage a colony of Virginia to send troops to fight the Revolutionary War. If you know what this speech is, it may sound familiar to you. It's called "Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death." And I'll just read an excerpt from it for you. "They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be the next week or the next year? Will it be when we are totally disarmed and when a British guard shall be stationed in every house? Shall we gather strength by irresolution and inaction? Shall we acquire the means of effectual resistance by lying supinely on our backs and hugging the delusive phantom of hope until our enemies shall have bound us hand and foot? Sir, we are not weak if we make a proper use of those means which the God of nature hath placed in our power. It is in vain, sir, to extenuate the matter. Gentlemen may cry, peace, peace. But there is no peace. The war is actually begun. The next gale that sweeps from the north will bring to our ears the clash of resounding arms. Our brethren are already in the field. Why stand we here idle? What is it that gentlemen wish? What would they have? Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." Happy birthday, America. With that said, freedom, confinement, food for thought. What is freedom? What are you confined by? I think ignorance is bliss. Ignorance can be a luxury, but ignorance is also ignorance. And awareness is the first step towards unshackling ourselves from whatever it is that's bounding us down. Awareness is key, and those with an awareness, I believe, are more likely to succeed. If you know, you know. I think that's in a rap song. But yeah, with that said, I hope everyone enjoyed this first episode of Adulting, Figuring It Out with Jordan Lim. For those of you who, if you follow me on Instagram, or feel free to follow me on Instagram, jordan.declassified. I'd love to hear feedback. Send me a DM if you think I messed up, if you completely disagree with me, or if you have a topic you'd love for me to explore in the future. I mean, it'd just be nice to get some interaction there. Love to hear from you all, get to know you all. But other than that, happy birthday, America. Share this with a friend if you think that this would be relevant for them. But other than that, wish everyone a safe holiday, another year older, and hopefully another year wiser. Cheers as we continue to figuring this adulting thing out together. Keep following the journey. Tune in next week.